Scaling Upwards, Season 4, Episode 11. My name is James. We got my co-host.
What's up, guys? I'm Lawrence. Nice to meet you.
Lawrence, yeah. We have a fucking doozy of an episode. This is actually the episode that we've been very, very, probably the most hyped on.
Yeah.
First, we're going to talk about how...
It's the only one without someone who we're personal friends with.
Right. We're basically, in order to achieve this episode, we had to take the podcast to another level. Various people stepped up. Various people fucked up. Whatever. We'll get into that.
Who fucked up?
Then we got, I don't know, probably me and you. Then we got a very fire interview with Don C.
The moment you've all been waiting
Jess
for.
Jess Don, Kanye's BFF, now our BFFs.
Yep, that's
he roasted the shit out of Sham. That was mad funny.
That was good. That was really funny.
And we'll wrap up, per usual, with a little Captain's Log Letters to Home, where we don't really know what we're going to talk about, but again, that's just fucking standard
operating
procedure.
Pull the curtain back a little bit, maybe show how the sausage is made, potentially.
Sure, that's disgusting.
Nice.
But first, we got to keep these motherfucking lights on so we can keep grabbing these fucking fire interviews. So Larry, hit him with that ad read one.
Hey guys. Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the goddamn motherfucking these here United States of America.
Salute!
And while many people know just what the fuck is going on like we do, there's many of you that don't know about the types of meals you get to eat when you cook with Blue Apron. You're not just having fucking burgers for dinner.
Ugh.
Eh. You're making short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun.
Yum, yum.
You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots, all under 45 minutes and without a trip to the fucking grocery store, which sucks unless you're blazed, at which point it's then the most entertaining thing you could ever do.
Then you get lost, though.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, here's what you need to know. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. It's their mission to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, even you, you sad, pathetic piece of shit.
Chuck.
Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs across this great nation. Blue Apron even offers three plans for that ass. You got a two-person meal plan if you're lucky enough to have a special someone in your life. We got a family meal plan if it happens that you have multiple special people in your
or
life.
Just fucking hungry.
And then there's a wine plan for all you sad, lonely alcoholics out there. 6 bottles of wine from renowned winemakers delivered monthly, but I'm sure if you need to, you can bump it up and make that 6 wines daily.
You know
six
which
bottles
one,
daily.
You know which one your boy's signing up for?
Anyway, this shit is personally endorsed by Failing Upwards, the only podcast that matters. At the end of the day, it's all about that call to action. Let's get to the good shit here. Blue Apron is treating Failing Upwards listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/failing. $30 off, that's a G of weed if you're a white person who doesn't know what they're doing. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/failing. James, how do I spell that?
F-A-I-L-I-N-G.
As always, folks, it's Blue Apron, a better way to cook, bitch.
Thank you, Lawrence. That is money in our pocket. We can keep
doing
this fucking podcast. So basically, before we get into this just Don C interview, Chicago Don
Crawley.
Donald Crawley, I guess just Don. We'll keep this short. We don't want to delay the inevitable flames that you're going to fucking scorch your ears. For this one, it was a bit not usual. Abnormal.
We got the mobile rig and we hit Fury Road.
Like a fucking, like a goddamn task force. Just, we had to go mobile. We had to do it on like a weird time, right?
It was at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Don C was doing a press junket with Wendy.
Yeah, at Twitter headquarters.
At Twitter headquarters, so yeah. Three-way collabo. And me and Sham had to show up at Barstool, cop the mobile rig.
Yeah.
Show up and made Sham carry that nerd-ass bag.
He looked like goddamn Yarnell the Turtle out here.
Like a fucking...
Only with less... getting less pussy.
Like a film school virgin.
Yeah.
But yo...
That's so mean.
Yo, the setup was... When we got there, the setup was mad difficult. Like, we immediately get in there and they're like, yo, you guys want some burgers?
What's your custom burger order? I'm like, yo, I'm on a plant-based diet. Don't rub it in, man.
Hell yeah. You know, I'm not boozing this month, so I could afford to cop, except then I forgot to eat it because I was so nervous. Yeah. You were nervous too.
It was... Again, we've just been interviewing our friends for
the entire duration of this podcast, yes. even pre-Barcelona days. This is a throwback to what you and I used to do, where we used right. to interview real, actual celebrities. I guess, because Don C is famous.
Yeah,
I mean, he's, sure. he's a guy. It's weird to jump headfirst right back into that with, like, no prep at all, but I right. think it went well.
So, we're sitting there, thumbs in our fucking butts.
You already know.
Sham is... You know, trying to scramble
<That's a nasty
laughs> to fucking set up the mobile studio, which, I don't know, Sean, like, you were struggling a little bit, but then you picked up the slack, you stepped to the fucking plate, and you knocked out the park, even though
it
the
sounds
sound,
like shit, to be it sounds quite like shit. Frank.
It sounds like shit. It's not your fault. We had whack equipment, and we weren't, you know, the three of us weren't doing a good job of holding our mics up.
No.
And supposedly, Barstool was going to try and fix levels. Where we were actually like, yo, this one actually matters to us. Unlike when our friends come on, this one
care.
Actually matters to us. Yeah. Can you actually do some post-production work
the
on
the audience
it,
growth potential here cannot be ignored. I think we could easily pick up like five new
right. I think we asked about like 9 Kanye questions yeah. out of the 12 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, we only...
To be fair, we asked 9 Kanye questions to every guest, right. so that's pretty
we
much
we were given about 15 minutes. I think we stretched
at
it
max.
Into like over 20.
yeah.
The publicist was giving like the cut sign like for the last 7
she
minutes
of the
podcast.
She was going hammer, dude.
We ignored her. We fucking...
We don't listen to authority
Don
around
C.
here.
Don
he was
C.
loving life,
was
man.
Loving it, and yeah. he was also ignoring her, which is great.
Yeah.
Because I think he really could have gone on for like a full pod's length.
I was
going to
say the only downside is we have 22 minutes or so of like... pure unadulterated heat, but can you only imagine if we got like double that, which is normally the standard operating procedure for this podcast. But either way, I guess it's good, and I hope everyone enjoys it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got one more fucking ad read before we get
oh,
into
we do?
The
Fuck,
Don C interview. It's that time of the year again, Lawrence. March Madness takes over, and with it, NCAA bracketology is game on. Join the action by entering the BetDSI $1 million bracket challenge and win big this NCAA tournament season where the players see none of that action.
You know it's not cool? $1 million isn't cool. You know what is cool? $1 million!
Compete head-to-head in the BetDSI cool. bracket challenge for your chance to take home guaranteed prizes and a chance to win, Lawrence.
$1 million!
BetDSI.com is the best online sports book. BetDSI is over 20 years in business, Lawrence.
What?
How many years, Lawrence?
20 years?
BetDSI is a top-rated business on review sites.
You already know, baby.
It has an easy-to-use and fast-playing interface, and you can bet on games as they go. You get live in-game wagering options without the tourney. Make plays, start entire games and events. They got customer service.
No, they have great customer
They have great
service.
Customer service. They got a reputation on fast payment, so you'll be out fucking holding your dick. Get a free bracket entry and a $25 NCAA tournament bet just for registering. You will get 200% member bonus and more bracket contest entries on your first deposit by using promo code FAILMADNESS. Lawrence, how do you spell that?
FAILMADNESS.
Don't sit on the sidelines. It's March Madness, you sad little fucking twerp. Use promo code FAILMADNESS and start winning today only at BetDSI.com. And now the moment you've been waiting for. Sham, hit that fucking weedus so we can intro the Don C interview. Good?
You good, Sham? All right, cool.
And I know when I speak, I'll have it up there if you see me relax.
We're the amateurs here.
Yeah.
Let's be
honest. This is the first time we've ever done this before.
Yeah. Wow. Just heads up. Just heads up.
I've never done a podcast.
Oh,
podcast
virgin, let's go, baby.
I don't want to spill this on Twitter's beautiful
oh, yeah, right.
mahogany table.
Okay.
Are we good? Fail gang, I don't say this often, but we have a very special interview with Don C, designer of Just Don, who's just done a fucking very fresh collab with Wendy's. And
very
we're sitting
fresh.
Here at Twitter HQ. Don, how's it going, man?
What up? Hyped to be here, man.
You enjoying some fresh fruit?
Yeah.
Courtesy
Absolutely,
of Chuck.
Man.
You're
Looking
welcome.
That fresh ass undercover t-shirt.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you. I wore it just for
shout
you.
Shout out.
Shout out Jun Takahashi-sama.
Speaking All of day. Fire-ass fucking garments, what we like to do on this podcast, Don, is do a little fit check with every guest. So if you wouldn't mind walking us through your fit right now, we'd greatly
man.
Appreciate it.
I didn't
Flex,
get the, I didn't get the dress code today, so but I'll just talk it through.
Yeah.
My sneakers are Air Tech Challenge
Lava.
2.
The
yeah,
lava
the
colorway.
Lavas.
Hot lava.
I threw these on yesterday because... I hadn't thrown them on in a while. I just
and you didn't
to...
take you haven't taken them off since yesterday.
No.
Shout out Andre Agassi.
So wear your on, sneakers.
I'll put them on. Yes, I'm one of those type of guys. Like I get a pair of shoes, I wear them for like 5 days, and then I keep them on and I throw them away. And then
same.
The next one, I wear the same pair.
Do you give them to your homies or where do they go?
Nah, they just sit in like a room and
unused.
How many seekers would you estimate you own at this point?
That's
in
a
life?
Good point.
That is gonna be a whole nother television show and all that. I don't want to talk about over 10,000.
God damn.
Jesus. Do you have you have storage units?
Multiple storages.
Are they
here in New York City? I've had a storage since 2004.
They climate controlled?
So I have I have a storage here in New York City that I've had since 2004.
Woo.
So that's like 14 years.
In
so
Manhattan? Anything,
in
Manhattan?
In Manhattan.
What street?
What's the address?
And I'll tell the guys at the storage, everybody at the storage knows me. I cannot pay my bill, and they'll call me. They're like, hey, Don C. Yeah, we know you just forgot to pay this month. So I'm going to ship all that stuff to Los Angeles this year and go through it because it's most of my sneaker collection from the late 90s to 2004.
So there's gems
it's
in
here
there.
Here in New York.
Heat.
It's like SBs and shit?
Oh, yeah. SB heavy, dunk heavy. I was dunk heavy 98, 99.
I can see some like hypeys. Like
not a lot of Jordans.
Really?
To be honest.
Ironically.
I wasn't big.
Before
like,
you glowed up.
No one was big on Jordans between late 90s and 2004.
Well, that's clearly
changed.
About it. That's
yeah,
clearly
well,
changed.
Now that you're involved.
I can imagine some like hypeys, like you have a train of sneakers going cross country and these hypeys do like a Wild West like stick up.
Like an old timey like Wild Wild West,
three,
like Will Smith.
310 to LA.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So I'm actually looking forward to that going through my storage here in New York. But yeah, I've had, and that storage has about 5,000 pairs of shoes. So
that's a lot of sneakers.
And that's since 2004. So since then, I think more shoes have been consumed.
I would imagine
since
so.
Since before. So, yeah, I always tell people I feel like I might have more shoes than anybody I know.
Really?
I don't know nobody. I haven't met anyone that tell me they
You're
have
the
more.
What about sneaker like, champion.
I mean, I wouldn't say that because I'm sure somebody
Michael
has
Jordan
more
has more sneakers than
me.
Than you.
But
or maybe not.
Yeah.
Khaled? I don't know.
Khaled?
He probably got more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, so then the Pantalones.
Yeah.
Moving on with the fit check.
Yeah, so I'm going up I'm repping my boy Kanye's Calabasas sweats today.
Who's that? I never heard of that guy.
Who's that?
Is that?
He's got his deal with Adidas.
Right, oh, here's a question
we'll
for you.
It.
Wearing Adidas with Nike.
Fresh. That's, swag.
Okay.
Swag. I've always done that.
Okay.
You're a rule breaker.
Yeah, I'm a rule breaker.
You got to know the rules.
And I love it because when I was a kid, I used to tease me. They used to be like, oh, you can't wear Nikes with Adidas,
right.
Or you can't wear Adidas with Nikes. And I'd be like, oh, I'll rock it. And then now I feel like kids do it all day.
Right.
But I literally used to always wear Fila jogging suits with Jordans or, you know, whatever. I don't get caught up in that type of stuff.
You got to think outside of the box.
Man, if at the end of the day, I used to always tell, I was like, man, I'm so cool. When I was in school, I thought I was so cool. I was just like, man, nobody looks this fresh. And I'm not going to care about, like, the manufacturer. Yeah.
Well, the next time
which
someone
might be the same one anyway.
Yeah.
See, you know, it's just different
days,
labels.
These days, we just make fun of Sean for wearing Reebok. Doesn't matter what he pairs it with.
I love Reebok.
So well, if anyone ever criticized my outfit,
I like every,
yo, I'm cool, man.
I like
Don
every.
Said it was legit.
Fucking blessed
I'm cool, too.
Man, I like every shoe brand. And I always say, like, I'm so blessed because I'm so happy to be working with Nike and Jordan brand. But if that ever didn't happen or
Skechers.
If they ever let – yeah, I work with Skechers.
Soaps.
Man.
Soaps.
No, I'm
soap
looking
shoes.
On the floor. New Balance.
Yeah.
I love New Balance.
Hell
I
yeah.
love Reebok. I love Common Projects. I love Yeezys. I love Pumas.
What about Heelys?
I ain't up on Heelys. What's them?
The sneakers with the little wheels on them.
Yeah.
So, like, you kick your feet and you can, like, skate away.
12-year-old kids love using them
man,
to get around malls.
Those are cool. Like, I mean, I bet you somebody could do something cool with those.
You.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Like,
Heelys
I mean, y'all notice. Laugh at Skechers. I guarantee Skechers is probably one of the coolest brands out there.
Well, it's like the most popular sneaker brand in the world, basically.
They
have
the
numbers.
So we got to always think about this. What is cool? You know what I'm saying?
You're cool.
Like, man, I'm hyped to be cool. But guess what? When I was in high school, a lot of kids didn't think I was cool.
Well, fuck
a lot of girls wouldn't give me no pussy.
Fuck
you know
them.
What I'm saying? But until later, then they was like, oh, we should have threw the pussy at them. And I was like, see? I wasn't cool then. Now
damn,
I'm cool.
They fucked up.
So it's always what is cool.
Yeah.
Like the kids in high school now, I guarantee it's kids in high school that think they are not cool, but later y'all are going
to
be cool.
So to all the no pussy getting bloggers, no pussy getting high schoolers out
I
there,
guarantee,
one day,
yeah.
I don't think when I look
day
at
you'll get pussy.
When I look at characters like Pablo Picasso and Elon Musk, I don't think they was getting a lot of pussy when they
well,
was younger.
Elon Musk has been
but
divorced,
I guarantee
like,
they cool as
now.
Hell
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just like, I look at Elon Musk. He don't think like he was. He doesn't look like the guy that had a lot of chicks. But I bet he got a lot of chicks now.
Well, he's been divorced like four times. So
man,
he's just
see? And I seen his newest chick. She looks really nice.
Yeah.
So
Or he just invented sex robots.
He marries women like half his age. You gotta respect it, man.
The perception of cool changes.
All right, we're halfway through the fit check.
Okay, we're still halfway through. What's the hoodie?
Blaze through the rest.
Yeah, my hoodie champion.
Hell yeah, classic.
Old school.
Little beige.
I got my boy Easy Infinite Archives tee, so I want to plug my boy.
Hell yeah.
And I got a... And I usually wear a vintage Pendleton.
I was going to say that.
But today
tasty.
Is the one day I don't have on a vintage one because me and Matt, we went to Portland last week and I saw this one at the store.
And you got
that's
the Apple,
a new joint.
So it's the only new one I own.
The Apple Fresh. Watch.
Yeah, Apple Watch. Apple got me to switch up the Rolex last year. What
really?
Is cool?
What about
I thought the rubies and sapphires and diamonds were not as cool as the pink plastic.
You could fucking floss that out, though. You could put some diamonds on the Apple Watch probably, right? Or a new band, maybe?
You know what? When I wear the Apple Watch plain, I feel richer.
Really?
I feel like rich people think I'm richer so than my Rolex, so I
it's
like this better.
It's like, oh, it's you, like you forego the
man,
the,
yeah.
gauche-ness.
Like,
the earthly pleasures.
I see, I notice how the other people in first class look at my Rolex and then look at my Apple Watch. I feel like I get a little more respect
than
the
Apple
Watch.
So this is like a low-key flex. It's like
I think,
and that's the best type of flex.
Man, so I've been redefining what's cool lately and looking at the things that I do. And say, man, what is... And so I have to throw this out here. Some of the things that I've done in the past that I thought was so cool, I probably won't be doing anymore.
What's an
like,
example?
For example, yeah. What?
Like running to fashion shows.
Running.
Yeah. I don't think fashion shows are cool anymore.
Ooh.
Like,
interesting.
I mean, if you're like a fashion publicist or a fashion reporter,
or
then
an
fashion
editor or some
shows
shit.
Are
yeah.
cool. That you should... But like me... Not having,
yeah.
not even caring about what these marks is wearing down the runway, but just wanting to be at the show because other people are at the show.
Right. And they see you there and
man,
you see them there.
I think Barack Obama is cool. Elon Hell Musk yeah. is cool. None of them fools is running to Fashion Week.
Probably
New
not.
York and, I'm just saying. So it's like, I'm just saying, what I start re-looking at things that I was like, oh, that's not really that cool. Like yeah. I thought it was. Now,
perspective, dude. You have perspective.
That's my perspective. Hell and yeah. I want to say that. If you're a designer, if you're a stylist, if you're an editor, and or these are your passions, then fashion shows are very
what
cool.
caused this yeah. change in your life? This seems like a whole new outlook. Where did this come from?
No, just looking at things like realistically and just seeing like what it is.
Mm. Well, Don, I mean, you know, hindsight is 2020. I do want to ask about the period of your life when you were running up to those fashion shows. I want to ask about friend of the pod, our boy Tommy Tan. He took that very famous photo of you, Virgil, yay. Who had the best style in that photo?
Yeah, when you look back, who has the freshest fit in retrospect? We can show you the picture.
Taz,
we
Taz there. Arnold.
Taz.
With
the cowboy boots.
With the cowboy boots and the leopard.
He's always been ahead of everyone. He's so ahead of the curve that we still think he looks weird. See, everybody else is.
That's awesome.
So you think like 5 years from now we're going to be dressing like that?
Man, look at the picture. Look at elements of things people have worn in the past. The
cowboy yeah. boots?
Yeah, the cowboy. And they're like, he's wearing like leggings.
Leggings.
And
you
cowboy
don't see
boots.
Guys with leggings?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
True.
I mean, listen, Taz, I feel like.
I was right there with y'all like, hey, Taz, you got on some leggings.
Who's more underrated, Taz Arnold or Fonsworth Bentley from a style perspective? Because I feel like Fonsworth Bentley gets like no love, but like very influential.
Nah,
very stylish.
I think Taz is more underrated, but they both are super style gods. And the thing about I have to give Taz more underrated than Bentley, Bentley has got credit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Taz has got no credit.
Really?
Like, nobody gives Taz the credit he deserves for as forward as he. Before the internet. See, I'm privileged to have known Taz in the 90s pre-internet. When my friends from Chicago used to trade polo with him in L.A., I used to see pictures of Taz in photo albums. Like, literally, these guys were so serious. They used to take images of each other, Polaroids of yo polo outfit.
They invented the fit pic. This is like
you would take
the
fit
squad,
pics.
The squad
you would
pic.
Take yeah. squad fit pics,
yeah.
put them in a photo album, then mail your photo album to the crew in Chicago.
Wow.
While the crew in Chicago would mail their photo album to the guys in L.A.
Yo,
that's
low-key that's
how
adorable.
That's how I know Taz.
That's
being
adorable.
In Chicago, one of my boy cribs, seeing him like, man, dude right there got a lot of polo. He was just in like one of these photo albums when I was a teenager.
That's incredible.
And that's how I first
He's
saw
like a pen
him.
Pal.
Pre-internet.
FitPic pen pal. We need to bring that back, dude. Yeah. Fuck Instagram.
It's,
dude.
All well, it's like, man, it's like, see, I tell people, we are not new to this. We are true to this. We did this pre the technology. We still did this.
Yeah.
Like, we still did this.
That's crazy.
And post technology, we still going to be doing this.
Don, because, I got to ask you this.
Of course.
On Sneaker Shopping, filmed with, again, friend of the pod, who's too cowardly to come on the pod, actually. Yeah. So, Joe LaPuma, you're on fucking notice.
You fucking coward, Joe LaPuma. Come on the pod.
Lawrence is a great Joe LaPuma.
Yo, what up? It's Joe LaPuma. We're here at Stadium Goods with Don C. We're going to browse the shelf, see what he's feeling, see what he's not. Then we're going to buy some sneakers. Let's go. Also, look at all my crazy-ass hand movements.
Don, you spent...
Joe LaPuma down, Pat.
What up, boo? You dropped over 3 racks. Just... all Jordans. Is that typical or like, is that light work? Like, was that a heavy day? What is that?
Were you showing off for the cameras?
Yeah, I was showing off.
All right.
So what, did you later, you call American Express and be like, yo, my credit card was stolen. Someone stole my car.
What's the return policy?
Yeah.
What would you say you spend more money on, sneakers or food? Sneakers. This is a Wendy's collab that we're talking about. Yeah. Sneakers more than food.
What's the most you've ever spent at Wendy's, dude? What's the cash out? 3K also?
Nah,
it's Mad Nuggets.
How many nuggets my man copping right now?
But I'm sure I bought out at Wendy's like for my crew before. Like I'm one of those type of people. Like when I go eat lunch, I always be like, oh
hell yeah.
Like if I went to
when
go
Don
to
eats,
now,
so
everybody here I would get.
So
food.
What are you doing after this? Could we go to dinner then? In that case,
yeah.
We'll go to Nobu or some shit.
Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh okay. All right.
When Don C eats, everybody eats.
You already know.
You're a big fan of luxury products and luxurious travel. You were recently in Aspen, very luxe spot up in the mountains. Lawrence has never been there. I've been there.
Fuck you, how do you know?
Another very luxurious place is the Amangani Hotel in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Nah, I ain't go to Amangiri. I wasn't at the Amangiri.
But right now there is a lot of buzz. There are a lot of people there. Your boy Kanye, is he in album mode right now?
I think so. I saw on Kanye Team Kanye Daily on Instagram that they're recording out there. So it looks like.
You have no insider information that you could...
I think it's snowing. I saw it was snow.
That's not really insider information.
I don't know.
You like haven't heard any new music, maybe?
Y'all want to hear some tunes?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go to Jackson, Wyoming, then. Nah, I don't know.
That's that one way.
I was trying to... I was looking at my phone to make y'all think like I had something to play.
Oh, okay. Well, that worked.
Now you're just checking the DMs. We got it. We got it.
Wait, I need to go back to Wendy's real quick. What are you ordering when you're going to Wendy's? What's the Don C special, as they say?
The fish joint.
Really?
What? Yeah, baked potato.
What the hell is wrong with you, fish?
Man, I'm just like, I'm older Don C, so I just don't even do the triple.
Oh,
like
so
I
like,
used
oh,
to
yeah,
do.
The baconator.
Yeah, I'm more about, man, I'm just like more old school, health conscious Don C. So, but I ate way too many french fries today.
Thank you
for serving me these fries.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, uh-oh.
You got to go to
I'm
fucking
SoulCycle. I'm going to be fatty Don C later on today.
Go to SoulCycle, work it off. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Well, you're always going to fit into your sneakers, so if you want to put on a couple
I don't
LBs.
Know, man. Your feet get too wide.
Well, unless you get gout, dude, then you would have a
gout gang.
Problem. Gout
we're,
gang.
We're certified members of Gout Gang.
Yeah, you already know.
You came in here and you complimented mostly my style, but also Lawrence a little bit. We're one dude that we think is super stylish. We have a holy trinity feeling upwards of just super stylish celebrities. Jonah Hill, Kanye West, Shia LaBeouf. Mm-hmm. A recent news item is that your best friend Ye.
Yeah, I saw something today on the internet. Something about Shia. I don't know what that's about.
He's fly though? You think Shia is fly?
Yeah.
Let us tell you what a theory we have. We believe that Shia LaBeouf like directly influences Kanye's style.
The
like,
source.
He sees him, and yeah, we call him the source. Do you think there's any truth to that theory at all?
Possibly. I know Ye had a hat last year, in which I had a hat. It's funny, I had the hat in my car forever.
What?
And it was like this tan hat. And I told my wife, I was like, man, this is Kanye's hat. And he was like, oh my God, I was looking for this hat. Shia LaBeouf gave this to me. I was like, oh, you left it in my car like a couple of months ago. I was like, I didn't know.
That's amazing.
And I remember, but I didn't know the storyline behind that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Man, I'd be feeling so ignorant because people be like, oh, such and such, such, such. I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't be knowing.
I was too busy dropping 3 racks of Stadium Goods.
I don't know what the thing with Shia LaBeouf and Kanye is. I have to be honest.
I think it's Kanye, like who's more stylish than Kanye? Most people would say nobody, but if you ask Kanye, he might say Shia LaBeouf. And that's
wanna,
the theory wanna, we're trying to prove.
What do you say? I want to be as fresh as fuck like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, there's an outtake from No More Parties in LA. Yeah.
I think that's where he is with that particular style.
Yeah.
You know, Kanye, he has multiple styles.
Oh, yeah. All the styles.
So I think just with that style. And one thing I like to say a lot, like, man, it's a big responsibility being Kanye and like the purveyor of style.
Right.
Because people be stealing styles. And then you kind of got to if they do a good job stealing it, you got to kind of let them steal it a little bit. And then that takes the style away from you.
Yeah.
So a lot of people be like looking at Yeezy line and being like, oh, man, I don't get it. Like, this isn't how Kanye used to dress. But I say, man, look at all these people around that have been stealing his ideas and stealing his styles. He still want to come with something original that's still creative.
Yeah.
So it's going to catch you off guard. But I think it's genius design. Like, I must look at the 700s. I didn't like them when they first came out.
Right.
And then they just grew on me. And I said, that's an incredible design then.
What if people stole it from you?
Man, people
Let's put some motherfuckers on blast.
Yeah, people be stealing the hats from me. Like, wasn't nobody doing no hats with no snake skin and stuff. People be stealing the basketball. Wasn't nobody doing no basketball shorts. Now everybody want to do basketball shorts.
What about
shorts?
Juicy when they put Juicy on the butt? You put it, you put Just Don on the front.
Nah, that Juicy been on that. They the originator of that. Yeah, props to Juicy.
Juicy, the source.
Yeah, absolutely. Yo, Juicy, one of the OG's freshest brands. Like, Juicy been popping.
Are we going to see you in a Velour tracksuit?
Yeah, I love. Man, Velour tracksuit is hood.
But
movement.
A Juicy
That's
one.
That's like Sean John 99. I love that.
But I'm saying specifically you in a Juicy fucking tracksuit with Juicy on the butt. No chance.
I ain't gonna say no chance.
You never
like,
know.
Like, what is cool?
Yeah.
You know, the shit might be cool if. I don't know. I don't plan on it this season.
Right, but you never know. You're not ruling it out. No, that's fair.
When the hypees steal all your sneakers, maybe like that's what you got to resort to. Yeah. Donald, you know, you've worked with Jordan, as you mentioned. Do you feel personally responsible for making Retro J's cool again?
No.
You don't? So it's not you.
No.
You were just maybe initiated that wave.
I'll just be happy that I had ideas that nobody else saw, nobody else doing.
Right.
And people just noticed them on my feet first. Makes me feel good.
What about the next J?
Can you tell us the next a little hint about the next Dust or Just Don J?
Yep, it's a Jordan that you've never seen before.
Woo! Brand new silhouette.
Yep.
Hell yes.
News. That's news. Wow. All right. What about
breaking?
Just real quick, back to your boy Ye one last time. When he said, "If Nike ain't him, Don C. Man, they win him nothing." Whoa. When you heard that, like.
Perfect.
When it was effectively a Nike diss track, we're just like, oh, fuck. Like, now I got to, you know, go into these Nike meetings and, like,
do some damage
awkward.
Control.
Which song is that?
Facts. Charlie Heat version.
Oh, yeah, man. I love all Ye music, and I look at it as his creative expression. So Nike, Adidas, nobody could tell Kanye how to express himself creatively.
Okay.
Neither can I.
I mean, he still wants his family getting money, right?
If he doesn't fuck up your check,
Kanye
could
say, Dossi, fuck you. And... If that shit is fresh, then people gonna want to dance to it. So it's all good.
People just dancing to a Don C diss track in the club.
Man,
Don,
we're
huge fans, right? We really love and respect what you do, but at the same time, we with every guest, we want to offer just like a little bit of outsider perspective and
constructive criticism.
Yeah, I love that. Take it. That's the best thing ever.
Like, we won't feel insulted if you don't listen to us at all. This Wendy's collab, it's fire. I think you should take it to the next level. Like next time. Do a python meat burger with like a python skin, like, you know, container, or like ostrich leather bags with like ostrich egg scrambles. What do you think?
I'm not gonna take that.
Okay. All right. We'll leave that one on
the table. I did think that I should have did a basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know
made
why.
Out of what? Like
when
burger
I was
meat?
Like, one made of the things
of fresh
that
burger meat.
I just felt like people would probably like a basketball in this collab. It made me think about it, and then I thought about maybe a hamburger basketball or something like that. I don't know.
Sounds delicious.
That was the idea that popped in my brain. Like, man, maybe a hamburger basketball.
Yo, we'll see how this one performs. Maybe
okay.
You know, you'll get the next
one. One last thing, because we know you have to go. You are pressed for time. If the new Jordan that comes out, let's just say in a fucking, the worst case scenario, it doesn't sell and Jordan drops you. I'm thinking you, LeVar Ball, Just Don, big baller brand. What do we think about LeVar Ball? Yeah?
Man, I love LeVar Ball. I love everybody that's making. Like I said earlier, I love all the brands. Right. Like because I look at them as like palettes. It's like everybody's shirt up in here. Like I like your Patagonia shirt.
Thank you,
sir. I
like
your undercover shirt. I like your Noah shirt. I like your H&M shirt. Whatever.
Got him. Woo! Roasted.
You know I'm just joking,
fuck
bro.
H&M.
But I mean, I think it's cool, and it's like everybody has their own perspective. And I'll wear that one. Not just because maybe one brand pays me to do something with them. It doesn't mean I'm going to diss the other brand. Like,
fair.
I still like them. And so I will say this, like, Big Baller Brand, I'm not a fan of Big Baller Brand because I don't own none of the product. But I'm not saying that it's not dope. I want to check it out. I want to see what's up. But I love Jordan brand, though, because I have a personal connection to Michael Jordan. Chicago I love connection. Michael Jordan. I've been loving Michael Jordan since I was a little kid.
What
my father
Michael,
put me up
Michael,
on him.
What do you think
I've
of
been
Michael
loving
Jordan's
the sneakers
style?
Forever.
Yeah, Michael Jordan's personal style, like,
man,
currently.
I mean, Michael Jordan is because,
like, he dresses like shit.
Nah, see, that's all opinionated. See, the thing is that what I keep on saying is the what is cool.
Not like, the opposite of what Michael Jordan wears.
That's
what's cool.
To you. Like,
we need
know,
to get you in some big bell-bottom
ass
wash jeans.
I look at it like, what is cool? Is cool like some kid with his tongue out in double cup with the freshest track pants that some other kid designed? Or is it Michael Jordan with some tight jeans and enjoying himself at the golf course? Yeah.
Or playing
and
beer pong.
And not caring
yeah.
about what he's wearing, but enjoying,
six in the morning.
Enjoying what he's doing.
I'm sold. Now I think Michael Jordan's style is awesome.
Don C.
Thank you, sir.
We got to call it a wrap. This Wendy's collab is what, in stores now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're selling it at Wendy's.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Cop,
let me get a
cop
single,
a jersey when you cop
get a
Frosty.
And a Don C jersey. No.
Hell yeah.
I'm joking.
Don C, thank
you
very much.
Nah, man, on the real, Wendy's giving it away, so I don't want no false information.
Oh, there we go.
Fair.
Wow, I'm down with Wendy's, man. That's my people.
Rest in peace, Dave Thomas.
Absolutely. And Wendy's, and Where's the Beef Lady. Oh, yeah. Peace. Love.
Thanks, bro.
If you're listening to me right now, you already know what the fuck is going on with this podcast. But do you know where to give us feedback on each episode, find out which guests we have coming up, or discover new, awesome, super cool Barstool podcasts launching soon?
I really, really
That's
want
why
that
James started the Barstool Park Podcast Club on Facebook. It's a place for listeners of every podcast on James's network to discuss his show together and stay informed about what Barstool and James is coming out with next.
Stay tuned.
In this group, there will be daily discussions about new episodes, a place for you to promote your own material, and even find out whether or not James finally had sex.
Hold up. So you can, like, drop your mixtape SoundCloud link in here?
I don't know.
You can promote your own material.
It's your shit, dude. I don't know. Give us your feedback and join James's club. Just head to facebook.com/groups/Barstool Podcast. That's facebook.com/groups/Barstool Podcast. All you have to do is say that James sent you. Join right now and give James a reason to get up every morning and not murder himself because his life is bullshit garbage. Captain's Log, Season 4. Episode 11. Full speed to the port. We have wind in our sails, and the SSFU is motoring. We've got the juice, bitch.
Dearest Martha, in this week's letters to home, after months of this campaign
writing,
slogging
are you,
through
are
the
you
mud.
Writing this letter to Martha right after you rubbed one out because you're just breathing very heavily.
Hell yeah, no. Just ate some delicious Blue Apron bucatini.
Just cranked my dick.
Just jerked off to the sweet, sweet juice that we got going for this
Hell
fucking
yeah,
podcast.
Dude. We got
finally,
the juice.
About fucking time. 6 months at Barstool.
You already know.
Like a year.
The learning curve was a little steep.
Yeah.
But
turns
guess
out,
what? We're now officially the only podcast that matters.
Turns
it's,
out.
It's official.
Turns out our friends are all losers. All the friends. Yeah. All the guests that have come on are fucking losers.
Yep.
They're not winners.
They're not
like
famous.
Don C. And,
no clout.
Yeah, the group chat was fucking popping off this past week.
Woo!
I only yelled at Chuck a few times.
Woo!
The one unfortunate thing is that we couldn't have Don C for a full, like, 45 minutes.
There's
like,
so
like
much
said.
More shit that we needed to ask his ass,
dude.
Dude,
so, like, the publicist comes in. She's like, you boys only have, like, 15 minutes. I'm like, fuck. Well, let's cut all these questions that we think, like, are either gotcha, that are just going to list, like, a funny little, a short answer, or what. So, Lawrence, let's just go through and talk about, like, what we didn't talk about.
Didn't get to talk about how big Kanye's dick is.
Right.
Huge miss.
Right. Huge dick.
Yeah. Huge dick. Huge. Big miss, even bigger dick.
Right. We didn't get to hear about Don C's flat earth theory.
No, I wanted to ask him if he believes that dinosaurs are real or they're just the fossils were planted on the earth by the devil to lead us astray.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know. To fool us.
An actual question that we actually had that was towards the
we
end.
We actually had those other ones as well. What are you talking about?
Right. But one that I particularly wanted to ask was when Nike gave the keys to Virgil, right, for to do the 10.
This is a real journalism question.
Yes. I wanted to know, what was the reaction like at, you know, his fucking friend group, i.e. did
was
Kanye
the group
fucking
chat
flip out?
Popping?
Yeah. Like, was that a fuck you to Kanye in their eyes? Was that a dick move by Nike?
Mm.
Did not get to ask that.
I wanted to see if he could book me a haircut with Ivan Jasper. Right. Didn't get to
oh,
ask
you
that.
Love black barbers.
I do. No, I mean, James is not wrong. On right. this podcast, I have been very open and honest about my love of black barber jobs.
Real heads know.
Great time. Even better haircut. It's that simple.
But I think Ivan comes to you and does you like in the home, which is very luxe. I want to be at that level.
Yeah.
Because yeah. getting a fucking
I would go to him. What I'm saying is I'll go to Ivan just it. So that I can be like, oh, Ivan.
At like the Diamond Skate Park.
Diamond Skate Park at the mini ramp.
We didn't get to ask him, and this would have been fire, the fuck, because he was talking a lot of shit, the fuck with not fuck with. With like brands, because he kind of dodged and evaded that question.
Smart.
He ducked, dove, dodged, whatever, all those questions. He's like, no, I fuck with everything. I fuck with Fila, I fuck with Reebok.
Heelys. Yeah.
Not Heelys. What's that?
We put him on to Heelys.
He didn't know what Heelys were.
Yeah. But if we were just like, what are some brands you're not fucking with?
Oh, wait. Have we mentioned at any point that this is Dodsley's first podcast ever?
Does I he think say that, that might on the- that he could potentially be the title of the episode, okay. So maybe. But yeah, we didn't get to ask him fuck with not fuck.
I wanted to ask him, I mean, he's a designer. He designs shit for a living. Like, we needed some kind of in real time constructive criticism of our own merch. We didn't get to ask that. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Or ask him for the collab, really, is what we needed. Yeah. Was to pitch him on the FU Just Don collab. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, we talked about Shy a little bit. Did we talk about Joan a little bit? But
did
like,
we talk
we
about Kanye
to ask about
too much, maybe? Arguably? No. Do you think he was upset about that?
I mean, we could have pressed him on if he had actually heard any new music, but hey, we're fucking cowards. We're not journalists. But you know what? There's always a next time.
Anyway,
because we got his manager's email.
Listen,
and we harassed the shit out of him.
If there's any takeaway for the listeners at home from this whole experience, it's that Failing Upwards is the only podcast that matters. We're the most transparent podcast in the world. We're the most dangerous fucking podcast in the galaxy, bitch. That was a new one. We're also the artist formerly known as the most diverse podcast in the world. And we are the most tolerant podcast in the world.
We're also a mobile podcast. We can fucking attack you in your sleep, wherever the fuck you are.
You just wake up to us recording in your bed.
Yeah. If you're a celebrity, you
got nothing else to do.
If you're a celebrity that we want on the pod, you are no longer safe coming into the Barstool Stew, because, we got the fucking mobile rig.
We will
on
come to
Deckington.
You. We will come on you. We will come all over
in
everything.
You. Sean, you know what the Fail Gang wants. They want some variation.
Perfect.
Whatever the outro music is, hit it, Sean.
Perfect. Woo! If Nike ain't had Dossy, man, they wouldn't have nothing. Woo! But I'm on for the family. Tell them, get your money. Easy, easy, easy. They line up for days. Nike out here bad. They can't get shit away. To my roots, I'm like Jimmy Fallon. I ain't dropped the album, but the shoes went platinum. Every time I talk, they say I'm too aggressive. I was out here spazzing, now y'all get the message. On the field, I'm over reckless on my Odell Beckham. 2020, I'ma run the whole election. Yeah.